Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, mob hits garbage in Italy and Hillary Clinton's campaign in 5 minutes. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. It's finally official. We've got ourselves a general election. Barack Obama locked up the Democratic nomination yesterday. Now John McCain officially sets his sights on Obama. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
McCain faces a number of challenges in the coming months, including distancing himself from some of the unpopular policies of the current administration.
You'll hear from my opponent's campaign in every speech, in every interview, every press release that I'm running for President Bush's third term.
But McCain told supporters at a rally in Kenner, Louisiana, that that wasn't true. He said he's differed with the Bush administration on a number of issues, not the least of which was its response to Hurricane Katrina, which he called disgraceful.
NPR's Pam Fessler reporting more on politics in just a moment. Most children taken from a Texas polygamous compound are now back with their families, about 400 of them, which leaves just a few dozen standing by. The state took them into custody on suspicion of sexual abuse. The Texas Supreme Court ordered the kids sent back last week. With a couple of conditions, that is, families agreed to take parenting classes and allow their kids to be examined. A woman involved in the prostitution ring linked to former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer pled guilty to conspiracy charges. NPR's Dina Temple Raston has more.
Prosecutors say Cecil Sawal was in charge of running the day-to-day operations of Emperor's Club VIP. They say she supervised the company's booking agents and controlled shell companies used to hide the prosecution ring's cash infusions. Sawal is the second person to plead guilty. Tamika Lewis, a booking agent for the escort service, pleaded guilty to similar charges back in May. Apparently, Lewis arranged a date between a prostitute and a man identified in court papers as Client 9. It was later revealed that Client Number 9 was in fact Spitzer. Spitzer hasn't been charged in the case, and it's unclear whether he will be. He apologized for his behavior and then resigned.
NPR's Dina Temple Raston reporting. NASA astronauts are done installing a billion-dollar science lab at the International Space Station. Now they're moving on to the really important work. Today, they will fix the toilet. Discovery astronauts brought apart from Earth. It's about a two-hour job to fix the commode. Comcast starts a controversial internet service test this week. They're trying a new system that can give certain users slower service. This gets complicated, but it's important to anyone who uses the net. So here are just the basics. The system divides customers into heavy users and regular users. Heavy users do stuff like massive file sharing and HD movie downloading. When internet traffic is busy, heavy users will get slower service than regular users. Comcast has been under fire as of late from consumer advocates, regulators, and legal scholars. It says only a tiny set of customers will ever notice a difference. The test is going on in a handful of cities. If it goes well, the system is set to roll out nationally by the end of the year. That is the news for the moment. It's online until the end of time at npr.org.
This is NPR.